Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It is a moment of unprecedented momentum for the relationship between the United States and Mexico, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken following the recent U.S.-Mexico high-level economic dialogue. Today, Mexico is the United States' largest trading partner.
Our two countries have a shared vision for our economic future, one that's defined by fair competition, openness, transparency, measuring prosperity not only by how much countries grow, but by how many people share in that growth. By creating the right incentives and business environments and harnessing our two nations' respective strengths, we have a tremendous opportunity to make North America the most competitive, the most productive, the most dynamic region in the world.
The United States and Mexico plan to continue to strengthen, expand, and diversify supply chains in industries like electric vehicles and semiconductors, said Secretary Blinken.
We're launching a joint semiconductor action plan to accelerate our integration, to scale our efforts, to attract new investment. Under President Biden's leadership, we're building regional clean energy technologies and semiconductor supply chains through the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Chips and Science Act that will drive our economies through the century.
The U.S. and Mexico are taking steps to improve border coordination, including ways to streamline inspections and reduce wait times, making it easier for people and goods to cross legally while barring fentanyl and other illegal narcotics. We're also addressing the root causes of irregular migration by boosting economic opportunity, said Secretary Blinken.
In southern Mexico, in northern Central America, our development agencies, USAID and AMECID, are supporting 50,000 students, farmers, and others with jobs, with training, with access to markets and capital. When people can make a living, they're less likely to undertake the very dangerous and hazardous journey north.
The U.S. and Mexico are collaborating to ensure that workers on both sides of the border are prepared to succeed in the industries of the future. This includes partnerships like the one between Arizona State University and the National Technological Institute of Mexico, offering Mexican students an 8-week English for the Semiconductor Industry course. By further deepening our economic integration, said Secretary Blinken, I am confident that we'll continue to realize the extraordinary common potential that a vibrant U.S.-Mexico partnership offers.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.